Save big money when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior wood stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture. It repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Stop by your local Menards today.
A snarl in the woods. Ancient forest spirits nip at his heels. He can't outrun a force of nature on foot. He needs an instant power machine built for the wild. The only escape is in the Toyota BZ Woodland. Off-road handling, all-electric power. Leave evil in the dust. John Cho stars in Camping. Face the wild. Test drive Toyota's new all-electric family at your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
The Burt Show.
I hate flying, and it's not anything that's new, and so I have prescription Xanax to help me through the flights, because that's the only way I can fly. Katie will not get on a plane. Like, she will not get on a plane
it's
unless
like
she
a cat
has
in a
to.
Sink.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We get into the plane, and she's got both hands and both feet up on the door, and I'm pushing her in. But her fear is far worse than mine. So I said, you're going to be all right, honey, because I got the pills. I got the happy pill, because she has either resorted to having a cocktail before the plane or doing it sober. And I'm like, if you have a fear of flying, there's no reason in this age of prescription medication that if you take it, as you should.
Responsibly.
There is no reason why you need to fly on a plane, scared, sober. No reason. So anyway, so I said, you're going to be fine. So we had a wedding in Fort Myers to go to, and it's one of Katie's good friends. So we went down there, and so she's like, okay, I'll go to this wedding. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing for this woman, so I've got to do this. She's been afraid all week. She was scared to fly. And I usually don't get nervous until I get to the airport.
She
checks
like the Weather Channel like days before to make sure that the whole route down there is okay.
Yes. So we actually lucked out with weather, because Friday was a beautiful day to fly. Saturday, of course, here in Atlanta was crappy. And then Sunday was a beautiful day. So we flew down to, I gave her pills and we headed down to Fort Myers, and the flight was fine. The takeoff, made her a little nervous, but everything was fine. And I kept telling her, you did fine. Did you notice you didn't white knuckle it? Did you notice that you didn't freak out? And I was explaining to her, because when you're on any kind of a medication like Xanax, it doesn't make you feel stoned. It's just at the moment you think, I should be freaking out now, but I'm not freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
just kind of
relaxed.
Okay,
it's
with
just
everything.
Relaxed. Yeah. So it's not something like you. It's not like a cocktail. It's something that you don't think is working until you look back and think and realize it did work. So anyway, so the beach wedding is beautiful wedding, beautiful weekend. And so yesterday we were flying back to Atlanta and we checked the weather. And of course, the storms have moved out, because we're a little nervous about that and everything's going to be fine. Because it's a heights thing. It's also a turbulence thing. It just makes me uncomfortable. Katie's is worried about crashing. I could care less. I don't worry about the safety of the plane. It's just I just don't want to be uncomfortable, and I'm already freaked out. But for some reason yesterday I thought, you know what? It just something instinctually told me to take a little more medicine. Because
really?
I thought, yes, because I thought, well, we had these storms and the weather looks fine. But for some reason, I told her at breakfast, I said, for some reason, I think I'm going to double it up today. She said, fine, I don't care, And she said, I think you're overreacting, but fine, I don't care. So we doubled up, get on the plane. Take
and
off
again,
was fine.
This is how long a flight is this?
About an hour and 20 minutes.
Okay.
And the takeoff was fine. And then the residual storms were still over Orlando. Now, the flight down from Atlanta to Fort Myers goes over the Gulf and into Fort Myers. The flight from Fort Myers back to Atlanta is a different route over Orlando and back into Atlanta. So the pilot comes on and says, just to let you know that there's some rough weather coming up. It's probably going to be a rough ride. It's only going to last about 20 minutes. We're going to be fine.
I'd rather hear them say that than not say anything at all. At
True.
Least it gives you time to brace
No, I
yourself.
Give him credit. But damn if that thing didn't last the rest of the flight.
It was awful,
mean,
huh?
It was turbulence for an hour on this flight.
Oh, boy.
To the point that I was almost about to lose it, but I'm cool. Katie's almost about to lose it, but she's cool because, again, God bless Xanax, I had doubled it up and we were fine.
And you took it early enough to where the effects had hit you before you got on the plane?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But the guy next to us, who was scrambling for his puke bag.
Oh, no, no.
Oh,
he puked on you, did he?
Didn't get it in time.
Oh, no.
He puked on you?
Puked all over himself.
Oh!
Might as well.
Might as well have puked on you. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide.
Everybody was scrambling to get him. Sky Mall pages ripped up, ripped out.
Oh, no.
Newspapers, people were reading newspapers. They were handing it to him. Everybody around him was scrambling to get him something to throw up in. And then we were approaching Atlanta, thank God. And then we were still, it was so turbulent the whole time.
No.
And then somebody behind us started puking.
No! I didn't really think that happened.
Two adults puked on our flight around us.
Damn.
And so I started
sitting in that smell.
I was breathing out my nose. Out my mouth.
Yes.
I did not allow anything. Because if we had been on that plane 20 more minutes, I would have had to grab my bag. And so that poor guy, when we got down, he got up immediately as soon as we touched down and went to the bathroom with his wad of Sky Mall pages and newspaper and bag and odor.
I feel bad for all
y'all. And the flight
attendants
couldn't help him?
It was so rough. The flight attendants weren't allowed out of their seats.
So he had to sit there in his own misery for all that time. And you had to sit there next to him.
Poor guy. That's the worst, dude. And he went back to the bathroom. Bless his heart. I felt so bad for this guy. And so he was in the bathroom. And then we walked out. And the pilot did not. You know how the pilot usually comes out and greets everybody? The pilot didn't come out.
The door's still closed.
The door's still closed. Flight attendants were not. They were just kind of looking down, knowing they were about to get punched in the face. And then as we walked out, Katie said, clean up on all 39 and walked out. And she was so... As she was started becoming, I had to tell her to be quiet because she started becoming vocal. Might as well fly ourselves. What the hell? Yeah, she was getting so mad as soon as we landed. So.
Oh yeah, she talks a big game when the plane's on the ground.
Up in the air.
She's, please, Mr. Pilot Man, please make everything okay. I love you, Mr. Pilot Man.
So it's the worst there's nothing you can do. But you are sitting there and you
absorb
somebody else.
I don't like to fly.
Yeah.
So we landed at Hartsfield and we went straight to the bar. I said, I don't give a crap about our bag. Let's go straight to the bar. Went to the bar, had a drink, and then I sent tweets saying, you know what, F you to anybody who makes fun of me flying again. F you. And so then we got our bag, and it was the only one. It was on the belt had already stopped. Everybody had already gone, and there was my bag just sitting by itself by the time we left, because it took us that long just to keep from shaking.
You realize in the history of aviation, nobody has ever sat next to two pukers before.
I told Jeff, I said, I am bringing this upon myself. I feel like I'm attracting this to me because, that's my flight yesterday. So, oh my God, it was horrible.
Poor thing.
Horrible.
I feel bad for that dude, too.
Horrible.
Man. It's awful.
He had to be so embarrassed.
So much hate on that plane.
And when he got out,
hate.
Not only did he have his wand, when he stood up, he had to wipe, he was taking a napkin and wiping his shirt, his pants.
That's
two
awful.
Grown people puked on the flight.
Hey, The Bird Show.